Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I've got a ton of links with good information on there. And what I thought I would do, since I don't have another guest lined up, so you're just going to have to listen to me ramble on for the next 60 minutes, which, of course, you'll love every second of it, I guarantee. I'm talking about the different links I've linked to because I want to give you an idea of what kind of information is up there at your fingertips, so to speak. And I'm talking about the next link under the tab entitled Recommended. Actually, it's not a tab. It's just on the right side of my page, my main page, American Deception. This is a website of a lady I had on my radio show, Charlotte Thompson Iserby, who worked in the education department under Reagan in his first term, and she was actually fired because she came across these documents that were the handbook they were using to implement this whole Marxist agenda that we see taking place. Using our educational system and the indoctrination of our youth to succeed. So this website, American Deception, is actually a bunch of different articles and government documents and that kind of stuff that her son has put together. That's his website, but tons and tons and tons of information on there. So take a look. American Policy Center is Tom DeWeese's website. He's been in the fight he's been a freedom fighter for 40 years, fighting against this crap that they have been implementing for decades. That's his website. He's got a lot of information there. American Stewards of Liberty, that's a website for people to learn about coordination, and that's all about land rights and property rights. Channeling Reality is Vicki Davis's website. She is a master researcher and great at connecting the dots. So go to her website. I've had her on my show. Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. I'm actually going to have the lady who's behind this website, Rosa Corey, is going to be on my show, I think this Friday, talking about her fight against UN Agenda 21. Doreen Hannis, Truth Farmer, that's the lady I've had on my show who is a farmer out in Missouri, very knowledgeable about what these people are doing with our food. Listen, you know what they're doing, and it ain't nothing good. Ecofascism is the website of the man who says that, oh, it's just a social movement, not conspiracy theory, that I got into a rather heated debate with a week or so ago, but you can go and read his articles anyway. Yeah, I'm always open to opinions, even if they're wrong. I'll let you say them anyway. Let me put it that way. Let's see, the Face-Off Movement, that's Fight Against Code Enforcement Office. So there's a blog for every one of the states there. Many of you who listen to my show routinely know that I have had people who've been victims of the code Nazis on my show. Freedom 21 is Dr. Michael Kaufman's website and Henry Lamb's website, and that is, they've been in this fight against UN Agenda 21 for a very long time. Freedom Advocates is the website of Michael Shaw, who I had on yesterday with tons and tons and tons of information. Institution for Authority Research is Dean Gotcher's website, who explains Hegel's dialectic better than anybody, better than Hegel himself. Keep Our Rights is Don Casey's website, and Don Casey's been in this fight for about 20 years. He's actually a retired worker. He worked in one of the steel plants. I don't know if he was in Alabama when he was working for the steel company or not, but anyway, irrelevant, doesn't matter. Been in this fight for 20 years, and he got into it after he read the North American Free Trade Agreement. And Nikki Rapana, again, that's the lady who knows all about Amitai Etzioni, a name few of us have ever heard of, and he is one of the right-hand men of the presidents of this country, the last several presidents. Listen, I'm going to break. I know I've got a caller, Rodney in Illinois. I'm going to pick you up when we come back. But this is The Unsolicited Opinion. I shall return.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And you're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion. Hello, hello, hello to everyone out there. Come out, wherever you are. Listen, I want to say a special hello to everybody who's listening on our latest station, which is KHFX, 1140 AM, Dallas, Fort Worth. And hello to everybody else listening all over the globe. Isn't that an exciting thing? I think it is. Anyway, the call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you're into snail mail, you want to send a snail mail donation or commentary or anything you'd like to the network, Republic Broadcasting Network's address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I just love that name, Round Rock. It's kind of musical, isn't it? Anyway, we are also on Facebook, too, so you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook. If you are a Facebook fan, like the Facebook page, will you please? Anyway, I just want to go over a couple more of the links that I've got on my main page so you know, like, a place to look for some information. It's always helpful. Sovereign Citizens United is a friend of mine who likes to write. She's a very good writer. So periodically, she writes some interesting articles, puts them up on her website. Sovereignty International, again, that is Dr. Michael Kaufman, who is the creator of the Wildlands Map, which you really need to take a look at. Where you're going to be living, kids, in these green ghettos these schmucks are designing for you. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America is Charlotte Thompson Iserby's website. She wrote a book with that same title, and that book is available for free in PDF format on her website. This is all about what they've done in the educational system for the last 100 years. It's a mind blower. Trademark America is Fred Kelly Grant's website. He is a fighter in coordination. He was instrumental in helping to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. And, in fact, he is going to have a seminar on coordination. When is it? I've got it listed under meetings and coming events on my website. So if you want to go, that's going to be an online webinar, November 5th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, $55 a person. If you go to my website and look at the tab, meetings and coming events, you'll find information on the seminar he is planning. And last one I have is a link to Trevor Loudon, who's in New Zealand, and his blog. Lots of information. He's got a lot of information on communists. So that's a very interesting website as well. So anyway, that's it, kids. I just thought I'd give you a little rundown on what's on my website. Plus, there's the tab, UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, with a ton of information on there. So please check it out, will you? Please, 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 please. So anyway, on that note, let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Hey, Rodney, how are you? You still there with me?
I'm here, Maggie.
How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, I heard most of last hour's conversation with Mr. Bolin, and the topic was definitions of freedom. Is that more or less correct?
Well, he wrote an article entitled, similar to that was the name of one of the articles, comparing definitions of freedom, and he compares Locke's to George Hegel, John Locke's to George Hegel in the article. So that's kind of what it was, yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm not the only one, and of course, you know, I'm not, I don't think I'm being novel in this, but Janis Joplin, I'm sure you're aware of, and I don't know who wrote the song that she sang, but one of, if not the only verse that I could recall from memory that she ever sang was, "Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose." And you've heard that, sure.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure where she was exactly coming from, but, you know, I was thinking, in order for somebody to have lost, they had to have it in the first place. So it's an acquired position that you find yourself in. And I thought about asking you a question. Here's the question. Who would say something like this? Freedom is just another word for nothing left to gain. Who would say something like that?
First off, I don't think that's a line from a song. I don't necessarily agree with freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. I don't think that...
Okay.
I don't think that makes any sense in the first place. I don't think, I just don't think it makes any sense. It doesn't compute for me that freedom is another word for nothing left to lose. And you're saying freedom is just another word for nothing left to gain. I quite frankly, I don't think that makes any sense either. To be honest with you, I'm not trying to insult you, Rodney. I'm truly not. I just don't. I think it doesn't compute. I think it doesn't flow logically at all. So I just I don't believe that you are born with your freedom. See, I believe you're born as a free individual.
Maggie, you're going exactly where I was wanting to go. Now, I'll ask the question. Well, who would say that freedom is nothing left to gain? Well, you know, you might think of J.P. Morgan or J. Paul Getty or Bill Gates. You know, what's left? You know, they might say, well, just another dollar more.
Yeah,
but
see, I have to disagree with you. I don't think they go hand in hand. I just don't see where that flows.
Okay.
It's a nonsensical statement to me. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just not. It's not logical to even. I don't know where the thinking is going with that statement. To me, it's just nonsense. It's like gibberish.
Nonsensical fairy tales are often the springboard for a new take on reality. And but anyhow, you said if a person would say, you know, Bill Gates could say that, I would say we're all born with nothing left to gain. To gain or to have a sense of lack. Is something that is learned. It's something that's acquired. And yes, you're right. We're all born free. And
if you're born free, you can't acquire it because you already have it in the first place. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I know I'm not making any sense.
To tell you honestly, Rodney, and I'm not trying to insult you, but where you're trying to go with your line of thinking right now is very, very unclear to me. It really doesn't make any sense. So maybe if you could think of a better way to, a different way to put it, it might be helpful.
Well, you know, back to the mainstream topic of conversation for RBN posts, and that is freedom and the lack of freedom and slavery and where do we go? You know, we find ourselves in one form, degree, type of slavery or another. For the most part, we're responsible. I mean, if you find yourself a slave, for the most part, especially in this country, it truly is a land of opportunity. Even with all the crooks and shysters out there, you can avoid them and succeed. Unfortunately, most people, they buy into the lie of something for nothing and, a get-rich-quick scheme or, you know, I'll have my cake now and pay for it next year. But in order for that game to work, you have to interface with the money changers and the money lenders and, you know, this debt credit system, which is a trap that everybody seems to fall into. But anyhow, yeah, you're right. I know I'm being bizarre. There's only a few people I know who could actually weasel it out of me what exactly it is I'm trying to say. And you know, at this point, it would take a little more reflection on my part to figure out what exactly it is I'm trying to identify. But
a team of wild horses couldn't drag it out of you today, huh, Rodney?
Well,
I'm not trying to insult you. I'm laughing with you, really. I know. Because sometimes it's hard to get out what it is you're trying to say. You get kind of tangled up in your thoughts, and it's not always simple to articulate what it is you're trying. The point it is someone is trying to put across. I'm not referring to yourself specifically, Rodney.
Well,
you know, oftentimes I find myself trying to find the right word or analogy or whatever to get my point across, and sometimes I fall short of my goal. Hard to imagine as it is, I know, but.
Well, if, you know, in order for a person to imagine their position as a slave, they have to already have organized a mental construct in their mind, and they put themselves in the position of a slave. You know, let me go back to a proverb. That's always a good place to start. The proverb goes like this. The wicked flee when nobody is pursuing, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Now, why would a person flee when nobody's pursuing? It's because they imagine that the boogeyman, that an imaginary slave master is going to come and rob them or steal them or take their life or this or that. The paradigm shift that I try to encourage people to look for is one, first, to identify that imaginary boogeyman and stop behaving and stop running. Stop running and be bold. Be righteous and be bold and cast off those imaginary boogeymen. And, of course, some of them aren't imaginary. Some of us are debt slaves. We've got a mortgage payment. If we don't pay it, then all of a sudden we lose sleep and we're in fear of our property. Well, you know, nobody twisted your arm and forced you into that relationship. Recognize it for what it is. You got yourself there. You got to get yourself out.
We're going to break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be right back. I'll be right back, and we can continue to talk.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious-tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rund, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Listen, everybody, the way to make the redistribution of the truth happen is to help support this network that is bringing the truth to you. And so a couple of the ways you can do it is advertise on this network, your small business or your service. Please get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network to make that happen. Or, hey, send a few dollars their way, buy some of the products that they have up on their network. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website address. Lots of stuff on there to pick from, everybody. So listen, if you want to have the truth continued to be redistributed, as I always say, one word at a time, then you got to make that happen. Put your money where your mouth is. Anyway, I've got Rodney on the line with me from Illinois, who is quoting Janis Joplin. Robert. And, Rodney, we're going to bring another caller into the mix because he wants to join our conversation of sense or nonsense, whichever way you'd like to refer to it as. So Mark is joining us from Texas. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good morning, Rodney and Maggie.
Hey, Mark, hey. How you doing?
I'm doing swell. Rodney, you're on it. There's lots of ways that phrase could be applied, but I think debt is probably one of the most appropriate. Yeah, you know, let's say you got a car that's paid for, but it qualified for cash for clunkers, don't you know? So you traded it in on a hybrid or a Yaris or something. Well, now you're basically in debt. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Now you have to be a slave to pay off this stupid car that you probably didn't need in the first place. But let's take it a step further. Let's keep in the financial realm here, though. Let's say that you work for that employer. Forget the car. Let's take that out of the scenario. You work for this employer, and this employer compensates you for your sweat labor. He compensates you with dollars. Well, now you're basically a slave to the Federal Reserve, because what happened when inflation comes in? Nothing left to lose. You just lost your purchasing power. Go ahead, Maggie. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead, Mark. Finish your thought.
You can go at this from a lot of different ways, but you're a slave to the money system through inflation, which depletes your purchasing power. That's not being free. You had a contractual agreement with your employer. He compensated you, you know, equitably for, you know, at that point in time with those dollars. Go ahead, guys.
He could have paid you with a bucket of water that had a hole in it, and of course, you've got another bucket under it catching what's draining out of your bucket.
So as long as
I don't think your employer necessarily is draining your bucket. He gave you what it is you agreed upon in receipt. I don't think the employer. Yeah, exactly. The employer doesn't have control over the value of the money. They're not the ones manipulating the value of money.
That's right. He's selling his products or his services at a agreed upon rate at that time, also to the end user.
You know, I used to have a small business, and of course, some of the people that worked for me making like $45-$50 an hour would complain that, oh, you know, it was so terrible that I was making money off their backs. And I used to say to them, hey, you don't like it? Start your own business. It's as simple as that. Because I would hear that argument, and they were being paid big bucks. A lot of people out there would like to make that kind of money, wouldn't they? And they would say, oh, well, you know, the employer is making money off my sweat. Well, then start your own business. Period. Start your own business. Be your own boss. Then you pay yourself whatever it is you think you're worth, and you hire people, and you pay them what you think that you're agreed upon sum is that you want to be paid, and then you go forward from there.
And at that time, when you were in your 30s and you were compensated for all that labor for 10-plus years, and then you turn 70 later on down the road, your employer was a fair guy. He was a straight-up individual. But it wasn't him that destroyed your purchasing power.
Well, no, it's the employers. I mean, we're just kind of rambling on here with thoughts, but the employer doesn't have anything to do with the value of the dollar.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the employer has nothing to do in that equation. It's just we threw it in there.
But when you're involved in this funny money system, you're not free. And you do have something to lose, and it's called perks. Anyhow, the phrase is apropos. It works in a lot of different areas. Good talking to you two.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
So anyway, Rod.
Wrap up.
Got something else you'd like to throw into this mix here, Rod? Go right ahead.
Okay, I'll wrap this up. Yeah, Mark's another great caller I like to hear calling RBN. Oh, Maggie?
Yes.
Christ was criticized by his own disciples because Christ was paying attention to the children that came to gather around him. And what did Christ tell his disciples? Forbid them not, for the kingdom of God is for such as these. And when you said we were born free, you know, and my commentary is slavery is acquired as we grow up, as we, you know, succumb to the adults, you know, having screwed things up. But Christ said, kingdom of God is for such as these. And the Lord's Prayer is, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I think, you know, I always have to go back. Just what was Christ? What was his message to the world? That we all become children? Well, yes, in a sense, but, you know, we've got to figure out what exactly he was meaning by that. Maggie, thanks.
You're welcome, Rodney. Listen, we're going to break, everybody. Thanks for calling in, Rodney. I appreciate it. 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll be back. 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to call, 800-313-9443. You know, when we went to break, Rodney was making a point, and I'm going to continue with that a little bit. He was talking about Jesus mentioning or that we should all be like little children, and I think if I'm continuing along that vein, is we need to be innocent like little children in our thinking. I think that's what was meant by that. Now, but, you know, we don't have any control. Well, I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase this. We got kind of on the track with what Rodney had brought up. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. And then Mark called in and talked about the money changers, the people who control our money and the manipulation of our money. I think getting back to when I started the show playing that clip from The Life of Brian, listen, unless you actually do something, educate yourself, educate others on what it is that's really swirling about them, then you're not going to change anything. And, the bankers will take your freedom away, as they are doing slowly, gradually, incrementally, by destroying the value of your money. That handful of globalists, those money changer globalists who are stealing our freedom because of the manipulation of the currencies, with the intent, of course, one world government, global enslavement. We will be a nation of slaves, a world filled with serfs. I mean, that is the end game here if we don't do something to stop it. You know, I go to a lot of meetings and most people don't do anything. They like to talk a lot, though. That's one of the things they do like to do. They like to talk a lot. They don't want to do a whole lot of action, though. But they do like to talk. But what is it they say? Talk is cheap. I would like to figure out what the key is to spur people to action myself. I haven't come up with the magical words to get people to actually do something besides just talk and gripe and bitch and moan and say, oh, my God, and so on and so forth. It'd be nice if we could get people to actually do something. Maybe, print up some handouts and pass them out. Go stand in front of the post office, pass out a few handouts. Do a little something more than sit on your couch and bitch and complain. Somebody forwarded a article that Ayn Rand had written, The Only Path to Tomorrow. Maybe I'll read that. It's, Ayn Rand, for those of you who've read Atlas Shrugged or her book Anthem, which was actually very interesting. Anthem really describes what this sustainable development that I'm usually ranting and raving about, what life will be like when they get to their end game. So for those of you who've never read Anthem, you really should pick it up. It's not a long book either. It's not as long as her Atlas Shrugged. It's only about maybe 125 pages, but it really is very enlightening. But, I'm going to read this short article that she had written for the Reader's Digest back in 1944, and it is called The Only Path to Tomorrow. The greatest threat to mankind and civilization is the spread of the totalitarian philosophy. Its best ally is not the devotion of its followers, but the confusion of its enemies. To fight it, we must understand it. Totalitarianism is collectivism. Collectivism means the subjugation of the individual to a group, whether to a race, class, or state, does not matter. Collectivism holds that man must be chained to collective action and collective thought for the sake of what is called the common good. Throughout history, no tyrant ever rose to power except on the claim of representing the common good. Napoleon served the common good of France. Hitler is serving the common good of Germany. Horrors which no man would dare consider for his own selfish sake are perpetrated with a clear conscience by altruists who justify themselves by the common good. No tyrant has ever lasted long by force of arms alone. Men have been enslaved primarily by spiritual weapons. And the greatest of these is the collectivist doctrine that the supremacy of the state over the individual constitutes the common good. No dictator could rise if men held as a sacred faith the conviction that they have inalienable rights of which they cannot be deprived for any cause whatsoever by any man whatsoever, neither by evildoer nor supposed benefactor. This is the basic tenet of individualism as opposed to collectivism. Individualism holds that man is an independent entity with an inalienable right to the pursuit of his own happiness in a society where men deal with one another as equals. The American system is founded on individualism. If it is to survive, we must understand the principles of individualism and hold them as our standard in any public question, in every issue we face. We must have a positive credo, a clear, consistent faith. We must learn to reject as total evil the conception of the common good as served by the abolition of individual rights. General happiness cannot be created out of general suffering and self-immolation. The only happy society is one of happy individuals. One cannot have a healthy forest made of rotten trees. The power of society must always be limited by the basic inalienable rights of the individual. The right of liberty means man's right to individual action, individual choice, individual initiative, and individual property. Without the right to private property, no independent action is possible. The right to the pursuit of happiness means man's right to live for himself, to choose what constitutes his own private personal happiness, and to work for its achievement. Each individual is the sole and final judge in this choice. A man's happiness cannot be prescribed to him by another man or by any number of other men. These rights are the unconditional, personal, private, individual possession of every man granted to him by the fact of his birth and requiring no other sanction. Such was the conception of the founders of our country who placed individual rights above any and all collective claims. Society can only be a traffic policeman in the intercourse of men with one another. From the beginning of history, two antagonists have stood face to face, two opposite types of men, the active and the passive. The active man is the producer, the creator, the originator, the individualist. His basic need is independence in order to think and work. He neither needs nor seeks power over other men, nor can he be made to work under any form of compulsion. Every type of good work, from laying bricks to writing a symphony, is done by the active man. Degrees of human ability vary, but the basic principle remains the same. The degree of man's independence and initiative determines his talent as a worker and his worth as a man. The passive man is found on every level of society, in mansions and in slums, and his identification mark is his dread of independence. He is a parasite who expects to be taken care of by others, who wishes to be given directives, to obey, to submit, to be regulated, to be told. He welcomes collectivism, which eliminates any chance that he might have to think or act on his own initiative. When a society is based on the needs of the passive man, it destroys the active. But when the active is destroyed, the passive can no longer be cared for. When a society is based on the needs of the active man, he carries the passive ones along on his energy and raises them as he rises, as the whole society rises. This has been the pattern of all human progress. Some humanitarians demand a collective state because of their pity for the incompetent or passive man. For his sake, they wish to harness the active, but the active man cannot function in harness. And once he is destroyed, the destruction of the passive man follows automatically. So if pity is the humanitarian's first consideration, then in the name of pity, if nothing else, they should leave the active man free to function in order to help the passive. There is no other way to help him in the long run. The history of mankind is the history of the struggle between the active man and the passive, between the individual and the collective. The countries which have produced the happiest men, the highest standards of living, and the greatest cultural advances have been the countries where the power of the collective, of the government, of the state, was limited and the individual was given freedom of independent action. As examples, the rise of Rome with its conception of law based on a citizen's rights over the collective barbarism of its time. The rise of England with a system of government based on the Magna Carta over collectivist totalitarian Spain. The rise of the United States to a degree of achievement unequaled in history by grace of the individual freedom and independence which our Constitution gave each citizen against the collective. While men are still pondering upon the causes of the rise and fall of civilizations, every page of history cries to us that there is but one source of progress, individual man in independent action. Collectivism is the ancient principle of savagery. A savage's whole existence is ruled by the leaders of his tribe. Civilization is the process of setting man free from men. We are now facing a choice to go forward or to go back. Collectivism is not the new order of tomorrow. It is the order of a very dark yesterday. But there is a new order of tomorrow. It belongs to individual man, only the only creator of any tomorrow's humanity has ever been granted. So, that really is the choice we face here, isn't it? To go along with the collective, to be the sheep, the sheeple. So many of us are. Really is true. There's so many sheep out there. Or to rise and stand as an individual and do something to fight back. Maybe educate yourself on philosophy, as my guest Timothy Baldwin suggests. Understand the underpinnings of individualist thought. Or fall into the Marxist doctrine of Hegel's thought process, the whole idea of the collective, so we can all be on the plantation, Earth's great plantation, the plantation planet that they're arranging for us. I don't know. I know for myself that isn't going to work too well, and I always say this too. You know, you get tired sometimes. You feel like you're just a broken record repeating the same words incessantly, but those same words need to be drummed into people's heads, and maybe eventually the light bulb will come on. Maybe. But then sometimes I don't think it will. Lots of times I feel pretty hopeful because, you know, there are more people waking up. But then as many people wake up, there's as many people who are sucked into the dialectic as well. Because you know why? Because it's easier to believe the dialectical crap. It's easier than it is to peel away the layers of the lies to really get to the truth. Because the truth, to recognize the truth for what it is, to recognize it is a frightening thing sometimes, and it's overwhelming for many people. You know, I had a friend of mine call me this morning, someone that I used to do some shooting with. He called me. I haven't talked to him in a few months. And I said to him, I said, did you read the information I gave you a while ago on UN Agenda 21? He said, yeah, I read it. He said, well, it's really happening. And he said, well, I'm worried about this political stuff. I said, listen, that's just it's a distraction. Because the real issue here is this UN Agenda 21 that's going on. And the thing that people are succumbing to right now is the whole dialectical process being played out of who's going to be the Republican nominee for president over Barack Obama. Who's it going to be? And in reality, it doesn't make any difference because the handpicked person to be president of the United States is handpicked by these globalists who are creating the prison planet they want to enslave all of us on. So we can either be the active man or the passive. We can be the individual or we can just go along with the collective and hope that we'll get a little bit more porridge, please. Oh, master, 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 more porridge, please. You know, and what is it, Oliver Twist, you know, begging on his knees. Oh, please, please don't beat me, master. Don't beat me. Because that's really what it is. I mean, there is no in-between here. It's one or the other. There is no third choice. Well, death, I guess you could say, is third choice. But there isn't. If you're going to be alive, you've got to take a position. You've got to take a position here in life. You can't stand on the sidelines. Of course, standing on the sidelines, I suppose, is taking a position. But in reality, when you're choosing not to do anything, then the position that you've taken is the position of the collective, the position of the slave, the position of I will be willing to live on the planet plantation, and I will do nothing to stand up for myself. And I don't think most of the people listening, in fact, I know the people who listen to RBN are not interested in being slaves on the planet plantation. But it isn't going to be fun at all. It really isn't. It's not going to be a good thing. So I guess what we need to decide here, what people need to decide, is if what they're going to do. How much are they willing to do to be free? I mean, how much effort are you willing to put in? What do you think your role is? How much time should you devote every day to your own freedom? If any at all. What do you think you need to do? Is just listening to the radio shows, is that enough? Is that your contribution to your own freedom? Or do you need to act upon the words of the people that you hear on the radio shows and do something? It makes me think of, now we were talking about Janis Joplin. It made me think of that song by, from the 60s, You Gotta Serve Somebody, Bob Dylan. The thought of that song just came to mind. So who are you going to serve? You're going to serve yourself? You're going to do something for your own freedom and liberty? Or are you going to just sentence yourself? Because you really are your own judge, your own jury, and your own executioner. You know, you do know that. Because by the choices you make, you decide the outcome. It really is up to the individual. Wouldn't you agree? I would think so. It really is. I mean, nobody else out there can make the choice. Nobody else can control you unless you allow it. So, you know, we talk about the manipulation of money and how these globalists are manipulating our money. Well, what do we do about it? What are some of the options? Buy gold and silver, stock up in food, stock up in water, have seeds, what do you call them, heirloom seeds, I guess, the seeds that will grow from year to year, unlike these genetically modified seeds designed to only grow for one season and then that's it. Of course, with the goal in mind to starve us. That's all purpose of all this stuff. Kill you off, starve you. I mean, that's their end game. That's why they're doing all these things. And you guys know that, too. You know that. I don't need to tell you that. Everybody can hear the drum, those war drums on the horizon, that thump, thump, thump that we hear. And it gets closer and closer and closer every day, every hour, every minute. I hear it, and I know you guys hear it, too. So you just have to decide if you're going to actually do something more than just listen. Go to the break, be right back. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you've been listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And, you know, while we were on break, I was just looking at one of the articles up on RBN. And for those of you who never go to the website for Republic, you really should, because they link to a lot of very interesting articles. And since I'm talking about whether you're going to stand up for yourself and be an individual or just be a slave in the collective, there actually is an article on there entitled Destroy the Globalists. And they're talking about... you know, not doing business, not buying a product, the products of a lot of these different corporations that, of course, are, you know, they're all part of the whole ruling elite slave masters. And, you know, that really, you know, if you want to think about money as a weapon, because it is a weapon, isn't it? well, they're using it against us, so let's use what we have against them. And that really makes sense to try to stop funding these people who seek to enslave you, because we're helping them, you know, erect the hangman's, create the hangman's noose. We're helping them erect the to build the ovens, erect the noose. We're allowing them to put us in the firing line, and we got to stop doing that. We got to really be strategic in how we approach these different things. I don't think we take a lot of rules out of their handbooks that we should rule or we should use. I think we got to be more, well, I don't know, sly, slick, smart in how we do things. I really think that's the case. And, you know, try to beat them at their own game. Outthink them. Outsmart them. We need some real good thinkers out there to just start giving their information, putting their information out there. And people need to start using it, though. Don't just listen and do nothing. Do something. You know, even if it's as simple as, you know, I'm talking about this article, Destroy the Globalists by Not Giving Them Your Money. But even if you just do that, but how about just print up some handouts? Print out 100 handouts and go hand them out. Print them out on what's going on. How many people out there even know the Federal Reserve Bank is a private corporation? Probably less than 1% of Americans know that. I don't. It may be 0.1%. Maybe 5% of 1%. Or 10% of 1%. I don't even know. I really, you know, I have no idea, but I know there aren't very many people out there, because people are shocked when you tell them that stuff. They don't know. They don't get it. And they don't realize even the implications of that. My accountant, who, you know, I tried to explain that to him. Well, we need a central bank, he said. And I tried to explain to him, you know, it's unconstitutional. We don't need a central bank. We don't need to have a private group of gangsters printing our money for us and destroying the value of our currency. And he didn't get it. Oh, well, we need to have that. And this is a man who's educated. He's an accountant and had no idea of it. Furthermore, it didn't seem to faze him that this private corporation, this private group of gangsters, controlled the Federal Reserve Bank. So even the people you think would know don't know. So, print out 100 handouts. Your mission, if you want to take it up, is to print out 100 handouts today of something, anything. I don't even care what it is. Print it out, anything you want to print out. Just start redistributing the truth, will you please? Do something. Got to do something, because I'm telling you, if you don't, these people are going to win, and I don't want them to win, and I know you don't either. Anyway, listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz, somewhere over the rainbow. It's a wonderful place to be, isn't it? Oh, just the thought of it. So chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. I'll be back tomorrow, and there's another great show follows mine, so keep listening, kids. Take care.
Far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The next round.